Amanda, thank you so much for joining us this morning.
Thanks for having me, Tess.
So fentanyl, it's an opioid, but what exactly is it that makes opioids so different from other classes of drugs?
So, yeah, as you were saying, fentanyl's a medication that's prescribed predominantly for cancer pain. It's also now being prescribed for non-cancer pain and post-surgery pain. And it's part of a class of drugs, the opioids, which are basically central nervous system depressants. So I guess the danger with these drugs is that they actually do depress our respiratory function, as in our breathing. Fentanyl in particular is much more potent than other drugs like morphine. It's a really effective drug when it's used as prescribed for certain types of pain. But a lot of research has shown that it's actually much more potent than a drug, say, such as morphine.
And so the use of fentanyl we've seen has been increasing in regional areas of Australia. At a national scale as well, looking holistically at the country, what kind of trends have you been seeing when it does come to fentanyl use?
Well, I guess in terms of there's two parts to that answer. So firstly, if we talk about the prescribed use, which will reflect medical use of fentanyl, we definitely have seen an increase in the prescribing of fentanyl in this country. And as I was saying, in large part, that's because in 2007, fentanyl, along with other similar medications such as oxycodone, were actually broadened out to be used in pain other than for cancer pain. And given that we've got an ageing population, you could see why we're potentially seeing more people with chronic pain and being prescribed these drugs. I would say, though, that fentanyl isn't one of the top drugs that's prescribed. Oxycodone's actually much more readily prescribed. Like, there's higher levels of oxycodone utilisation in a medical sense in this country. In terms of illicit use, so to the second part of the use of fentanyl among illicit people who use drugs illicitly, we've got a survey called the Illicit Drug Reporting System where we survey people who inject drugs across Australia, but we only survey them in major cities. We're actually looking at broadening that out to regional areas because we know that there's different things happening in the regional areas. But as an example, among our national sample, when we first started really asking about fentanyl in 2013, we had 8% of our entire national sample saying that they'd used fentanyl in the past 6 months. That's sitting at around 10% nationally in 2016. So that's pretty low levels, but I guess when you're talking about different patterns in different areas, such as regional areas, you're likely to see different things. And I think that's why we really want to start expanding our research into those regional areas and start talking to people about what's happening in their areas. And in large part, it will be really about the availability of other illicits like heroin, which is probably more readily available in Sydney, but maybe not so much in regional areas. So fentanyl becomes a viable option for that group.
And so taking a look over at the states now, I guess, I believe the numbers are 142 people die every day from accidental overdoses of prescription opioids. And in 2016, their overdose deaths from fentanyl and synthetic opioids doubled. Do you think that there's a potential chance that Australia is heading down the same path?
Yeah, look, I think that definitely we tend to see the trends that the US see, that it's usually a little bit of a lag before the trends hit our country. I would put it out there, though, that our overall opioid overdose death rates aren't anywhere near as high as those in the States for a whole range of reasons, including how those drugs are marketed and very different advertising legislation over there. We have been seeing the increase, obviously, in fentanyl overdose deaths. The synthetic fentanyls, they definitely are a worry, and there's more of them coming on the market all of the time. I think there's been a few reports of seizures of some of those synthetic fentanyl analogues hitting this country, but we haven't really seen as much of a rapid uptake yet in this country of those drugs, but they're certainly available. We're also doing work looking at the crypto markets, so the underground online drug markets, and one of the things that we're currently wanting to look at is these synthetic fentanyl and other opioid analogues to see how readily available they are. And I guess in terms of are we likely to hit the same level as the US, probably not. And in large part that will be because they border a country like Mexico. There's probably production of those sorts of illicit fentanyls happening down there, and it's not as difficult when you don't have to cross, you know, the ocean, etc. And it's not quite as tight border control from Mexico to the US. So there's possibly that's an in route for a lot of those illicit fentanyls. And I would imagine it's also being produced within country.
And so where do we go from here, Amanda? I mean, what needs to be done or can be done to reduce fentanyl use and overdose deaths?
I think, well, there are a couple of things. I think obviously careful and continued prescribing for the medical use, because we're not only seeing problems happening among with fentanyl use, but we're also seeing it among the other opioids, and people who have been prescribed these medications who are running into trouble with their medications and you know, increasing their doses and mixing drugs, which is also leading to, you know, some really a fatal overdose. But I think that really, in terms of the medical use, we want to keep a handle on how much we're prescribing, and trying to maybe pull people off long term. Being on these drugs long term isn't useful for pain conditions, and it's really, people do run into problems. In terms of the illicit drug markets, that's a lot more challenging, but certainly one of the things that's likely to influence the use of drugs like fentanyl, in particularly in regional areas, is the availability of opioid dependence treatment, viable treatment alternatives in those areas. And we can certainly probably think about, increasing availability. In the illicits, that's going to be the analogues. I think that's going to be the much more challenging task. Obviously, we've got some, you know, really, really tight border control, but with, internet and online drug markets, that probably is likely to become an issue with those drugs coming into the country, and even in small, in small amounts. So I think we definitely need to very much keep an eye on and keep monitoring where we're seeing those drugs popping up in the country.
Amanda, it's been an absolute pleasure. Thank you so much for joining us on the show this morning.
Thanks for having me.